good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, it's from South Africa by Father Martin Badenhorst. Father Martin is a pastor and a lecturer in scripture at St. Augustine College in Johannesburg. His preaching is entitled Accidental Saint.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus showed himself to the 11 and said to them, "Go out to the whole world, proclaim the good news to all creation. He who believes and is baptized will be saved. He who does not believe will be condemned. These are the signs that will be associated with believers. In my name they will cast out devils. They will have the gift of tongues. They will pick up snakes in their hands and be unharmed should they drink deadly poison. They will lay their hands on the sick, who will recover." And so the Lord Jesus, after he had spoken to them, was taken up into heaven. There, at the right hand of God, he took his place. While they, going out, preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word by the signs that accompanied it. The Gospel of the Lord. St. Francis Xavier, accidental saint and unlucky traveller. Having gathered with the first community of Jesuits in Venice to try and fulfil a vow for them to all travel to the Holy Land and make pilgrimage, they found nothing but frustration. And so, by the end of 1537, after a year trying to get to the Holy Land, they presented themselves to Pope Paul III. He had heard of their reputation, for they had served the sick and the poor in the central parts of Italy, and gained a reputation for holiness and integrity. King John III of Portugal had asked that fervent missionaries be sent to the Far East, where Portugal's influence was expanding. And so two of this first band of Jesuits were chosen. One of them fell ill, and at the very last moment, Francis Xavier, a native of Spain, was sent first to Lisbon, and then on to Goa and the Far East. He only had a day to pack to leave on March the 15th, 1540, on these journeys, which would take him to new cultures and new lands being opened to the church and being opened to the message of the gospel. From Goa, he went to the Malay Islands, and from there to Japan. In Japan, he came to the realization that the Chinese influence in terms of culture and wisdom teaching was very strong, and that China needed evangelization. It was still a very closed society, and in attempting to get into mainland China, he died on the island of Sichuan, just off the mainland, once again frustrated in his ability to travel. So either he traveled when he didn't want to, or couldn't travel when he wanted to. And from that sprung the roots of his sanctity. Encountering many cultures and many languages, he tried to place himself inside the skin of the culture, although he always struggled with language. But that insight that the church's mission is incarnational makes him the appropriate saint to have here at the beginning of our Advent season. He realized that Christ took flesh not only once in the womb of the Virgin, but again and again in culture, again and again in new languages, as the gospel touches ever new people and ever greater number of societies. He saw the need to enter into the life of the people so that the gospel could be proclaimed from the inside of people's experience and not imposed simply as a teaching or a textbook message from the outside. The gospel had to connect with the holiness and the seeds of the presence of Christ already scattered from the tree of the cross, from the wood of everlasting life. He saw that. He saw that God speaks in the heart, and from the heart arises that set of behaviors and attitudes which say to the world, here is the kingdom of God becoming present. In many ways, it took centuries for that missionary approach to truly filter through the church, to truly be taken seriously. For we tend to build the walls defining our faith and that keep out anything new from arriving. But we must know that beyond those walls, God is always at work, bringing the new into the hearts of people, bringing the experience of his kingdom into the hearts of people. So finally, the old walls need to be broken down, and the territory of the church, of the love of God, needs to be expanded. Let us not have walls, let us have an open heart, and so fulfill the mandate of Christ to bring the gospel to the ends of the world, stumbling into that kingdom more by accident than by design, as Francis Xavier stumbled into mission and into sanctity quite by accident. Amen.
Oh.